The first few days of life are crucial. Neonatal care teams are always looking for better ways to care for early-term infants. New research by University of Louisiana at Monroe nursing faculty member Dr. Deborah Craighead is looking to shed light on how important that care is and some best practices. Her study, Early-Term Infant Care, Hospital Utilization and Feeding Practices, was recently awarded a 2012 Novice Researcher Award from the Association of Women's Health, Obstetric and Neonatal Nurses. First of all, why research into infant health?
My interest in infant health mainly comes from the fact that infant health in Louisiana is so poor. We rank 49th in infant health in the nation, and our infants are really suffering. And so I was really interested in doing research in an area that I thought could help the state, and that's where I got the idea to do my research on early-term infants.
And the award that you got was for furthering some of the research in hospital utilization and feeding practices for early-term infants.
Yes.
Now, why is that so vitally important?
Okay, well, we're finding out in research that early-term infants tend to be sicker than term infants. They tend to have more admission into NICU units, intensive care units. They tend not to feed as well, and they tend to die at a higher rate than term infants. What I'm looking at first of all, is discovering what different care practices they need so that nurses like myself would be more prepared to take care of them, and then also so that families would be more prepared to take care of their infants if they're born early term.
So what are some of the sorts of things that your research was able to discover? What are some of the results?
What I was able to find in Louisiana is that there is some small significant difference between term infants and early term infants and how long they stay in the hospital. They tend to stay maybe a day longer in the hospital. They tend to be more likely to be admitted into an NICU. Basically, that's what I found here in this population. But my research will be furthered, and I'll be doing a national study and looking at infants, early-term infants, throughout the nation. So I'll be able to find out if there's more differences, not just in Louisiana, but in the whole population of infants in the United States.
I'm also interested in looking at feeding practices, how that relates to infant health.
What I'm looking at specifically is breastfeeding practices and whether or not an early-term infant is able to maintain breastfeeding as long as a term infant can. And since we all know that breastfeeding is the best way to feed a baby, the babies get a lot of health benefits from it. If babies are born early term and they're not able to breastfeed, their moms might need more help and support with breastfeeding, and that's something nurses could do.
Things that you could provide to mom when dealing with an early term baby.
Right. And in fact, if we can tell moms that having a baby early term, even a week or two early, is not good for the baby, then maybe we can start preventing early-term infant births.
What are the things you can do for a mother's health that can prevent the early term?
There are things, but mainly I think it's education, because I think moms think that once they reach 37 weeks or a term gestation week, it's safe for the baby to be born. So a lot of times they'll just say, well, I want to go ahead and go into the hospital and have this baby, and the baby's fully mature, but we're finding out that the baby is not. So we want moms to know, because moms want to do what's best for their babies.
Okay, so let's define term versus early term.
Okay.
Because I'd always understood 38 weeks was
right.
The gold number.
Right, and a lot of people think that. In fact, most of the population, I would say 50% of women, think that once you get to 37 or 38 weeks, and that is right now the definition of a term infant. But when you look at infants by weeks of gestation, when you compare a 37-week infant to, say, a 40-week infant, 37-week infants do poorer on health indicators such as breathing and eating. That's what I'm looking at. I'm trying to see if that's consistent throughout the nation. And from the nursing standpoint, what can nurses do when an early-term infant is born or to prevent an early-term infant birth?
So being able to improve those outcomes.
That's right.
There is beginning to be research as well that shows that besides the immediate care right after a baby is born, that there are also implications later in life for those babies for being early term.
That's right. Researchers are beginning to find out that special education needs are going to increase as gestational age decreases for infants. So moms who have an early term infant right now, what they can do is just be on the lookout for any type of signs of attention deficit disorder or any type of educational deficits they think their child might have, and their child can get help earlier rather than later.
the grant, $2,400 grant from the Association of Women's Health Obstetric and Neonatal Nurses will allow you to be able to do this on a national scale.
That's right. It's going to allow me to purchase software that I need to do the study and get some consulting with statistical analysis with the study. And so I'm excited about that. And what it's really for is to help me develop a research trajectory or, you know, start my research off, and hopefully by the time I'm through several years down the road, maybe we'll see if we need certain infant guidelines for nurses to take care of these babies, or if these babies don't need any special care, which I would doubt that. But, you know, I might be able to formulate some guidelines for care based on research evidence by the end of the research journey. It'll take me several years to do that.
That's what I was going to say. Is that being able to change those guidelines and those practices has to be based on research.
That's right. It surely does. And we study research a lot here at ULM. We teach the baccalaureate program, and we're research-focused. And the hospitals want nurses to implement treatments that are based on research. So that's one thing that I'm excited about, or another thing I'm excited about with my study is it's going to help nurses at the bedside taking care of babies that for whatever reason are born early term.
Dr. Deborah Craighead, thank you so much for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
Dr. Deborah Craighead is on faculty at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, the Kitty Degree School of Nursing, and has just been awarded the 2012 Novice Researcher Award from the Association of Women's Health Obstetric and Neonatal Nurses. You can listen, download, podcast, and share the ULM Forum online at kedm.org in the listening room.